Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Senate has voted decisively to approve a new package of stiff financial sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Ben Cardin, a Democrat, is a member of the U.S. Senate from the state of Maryland.
That's a strong message that the United States Senate is united, that we will take tough action against Russia for their attack against the United States in our elections, for their interference in the sovereignty of countries in Europe, from Ukraine to Georgia to Moldova, to what they have done in Syria in supporting war crimes.
Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker also spoke to reporters, admitting even though this is a very popular bill, President Trump might not necessarily favor it. Corker also noted he had been in discussions with Mr. Trump and other White House officials who did not indicate a veto would happen. Both the House and Senate votes are veto-proof as the White House has wavered on whether the president would sign the measure into law. While the Trump administration is seeking a reason to keep American troops in Afghanistan after 16 years of war, U.S. officials are also examining options to stabilize conflicts in the region. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he's not advocating for military options, but instead is pushing for talks. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed outside a revered holy site in the Old City within Jerusalem after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it had installed there earlier this month. The clashes arose after Muslim leaders in Jerusalem gave permission for their worshippers to re-enter the site. This is VOA News. Iran says it has successfully launched a rocket carrying a satellite into space. State television in Tehran claimed the rocket is capable of carrying a 250-kilogram satellite as far as 500 kilometers above Earth, but did not elaborate on the payload of the rocket it launched. The launch of the rocket came from as the United States moved to increase economic sanctions placed on Iran over its ballistic missile program. Thursday's launch did not violate the 2015 nuclear agreement, which was signed by Iran and the P5+1 group of world powers, although the U.S. had expressed concern the rocket technology was being developed and could potentially be adapted to long-range missiles. UN Security Council approved a resolution encouraging Greek and Turkish Cypriots to sustain their commitment to reunifying the divided Mediterranean island. We get that story now from VOA's Doug Bernard.
Cyprus was divided into a Turkish-speaking north and a Greek-speaking south in 1974. That's when Turkey invaded the island following a coup aimed at unifying Cyprus with Greece. Reunification talks collapsed earlier this month, and the council welcomed progress made by leaders in both communities and urged them to focus their efforts on reaching agreement on outstanding issues. The resolution adopted by the council on Thursday extends the mandate of the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus until January 31, 2018. It also asks Secretary General Antonio Guterres to conduct a strategic review of the mission within 4 months. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Venezuela's opposition called for protests to continue today, despite a government order banning demonstrations from today to Tuesday, as the country votes Sunday on a constituent assembly that would be tasked with rewriting the country's constitution. Interior Minister has warned against protests that could bring more violence to an already volatile Venezuela. U.S. Senate failed just an hour or so ago to enact a partial repeal of the 7-year-old Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Three lawmakers from President Trump's Republican Party voted with Democrats in a 49-51 defeat of the Republican-led repeal effort. Britain's Prince William, hanging up his flight suit for the last time, the heir to the British throne, worked his last shift on Thursday night at the East Anglian Air Ambulance Service, where he had been flying medical crews to emergencies for about 2 years. 35-year-old Duke of Cambridge is giving up his job to become a full-time royal.
That's the latest world news from VOA.